Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
With the draft this Thursday, I'm your show host, Beau Marchant, for another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And we had this gentleman on right around Senior Bowl time. He's Jarrell McKellar of NC State, the offensive tackle, 6'7", a very big man. Jarrell, how you been?
Great. I can't complain one bit.
Oh, how can you? Now, we met down at the Senior Bowl. And after that, you were invited to... Now, you didn't play in the Senior, but you were down there just checking things out. But you were invited to play versus Texas versus Nation. How much of a boost was that, you know, to you, you know, personally, you know, your mindset of kind of getting noticed by the NFL? And what was that experience like for you?
You know, it definitely was a blessing from God, to say the least. Went down there, El Paso, and just had a great time from the moment my plane landed to the moment I left, and, you know, I just think it was in the Lord's will for me to go down there. I did enough to earn a starting spot in the game, and went out there and played exceptionally well, in my own opinion, and from others that would agree, and, you know, it just turned out to be a positive. Got some great feedback from the scouts that were in attendance, and, you know, the networking was great down there. So all in all, it was a positive experience.
Yes, it definitely has to be a positive experience being able to, you know, mingle and network with those NFL scouts and coaches and GMs that are on hand watching you. For you, since that time, I mean, we haven't really spoke that much because you've been very busy. I mean, take us what this last, you know, I'd say 5 weeks have been like for you.
Well, you know, it was just fine-tuning leading up to my pro day. Went to my pro day and did really good. Got a chance to work out with the Philadelphia Eagles. Coach Juan Castillo seemed pretty pleased and impressed with my abilities in the workout. So, you know, that was a plus. Then I went up to Cincinnati and spent 2 days up there, and, you know, got to talk to Coach Paul Alexander, and me and him seemed to hit it off good, and, you know, Coach Marvin Lewis. And so it was just really a blessed experience, and, you know, I'm just thankful for the opportunity and situation that I was put in, being able to do all those things.
Excellent. Jarrell McKellar, the NC State offensive tackle, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. It's powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. Now, Jarrell, down at the Senior Bowl, you know, when you were kind of watching those guys playing, I know you were so anxious to get out on the field and, you know, wanted to, you know, show what you had. For you now, I mean, at that time, because, you know, it's not like we talk every day or anything like that, so I don't know you that well. But, I mean, prior to that, being at the Senior Bowl, you know, watching those guys, at that time, you didn't know the Texas First Nation invite was coming. Was there any, like, you know, worry in the back of your mind that, you know, why isn't anyone giving me any notice?
You mean prior to this?
Yeah, I mean, and then obviously the Texas First Nation and then a couple NFL workouts. But prior to all that, I mean, was there any questions in your, you know, in your own mind? Like, I mean, I can't believe nobody's, you know, giving me a call, or why am I not getting any love?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, you know, I don't believe in, like, biting my tongue for nobody. Like, at that point, prior to all of this falling into place, I was just kind of like in shock and in awe. Like, I can't believe all these bums at my position are getting attention over me. But, you know, everything happens for a reason. I guess it just kept me hungry, and when my time came, you know, I just had that approach that this is business, and, you know, that's how I went about my business out there. It's just, you know, it's a war, and, you know, I ain't cut no corners, and I ain't slack off, and I think everything happened for a reason and all of that. But, you know, it's a lot of talented guys out there, so, you know, you just have to show what you can do, and hopefully the right person sees enough in you to want to invest in you. So that's what I'm doing right now.
And when's the last time you worked out at WPI?
I left WPI around March 16th, and I haven't been back since. But I'm pretty much making my mind after I find out what
And I know Tony Jones, former Cleveland Brown, and Michael Dean Perry did nothing but rave and say that you were one of the true sleepers, one guy that was going to open some eyes once you got that chance. And I think, obviously, the Texans vs. Nation was that platform for you to really showcase your skills. And obviously, the NFL attention is there. And I think, you know, Jarrell, it's not always the teams that work you out that want you. So, you know, I'm sure there's some other teams that really covet what you bring to the table. For you, I mean, you know, you get these calls from your agents, hey, you know, Jarrell, you know, so-and-so wants, you know, you to come work out or visit. I mean, you know, you hang up the phone, you just kind of, you know, jump around the house and, like, scream a little bit?
You know, it always, like, every time I found something out, something new, it was always, like, early in the morning for me. So it's kind of like you're in a process of waking up and processing all in the back of your mind. So then, but like once I wake up, I'm like, man, this is great news, and you know, I just turned that switch on that, you know, it's great news, but it's a business, and you know, I can't glorify the moment. I just gotta focus on the job at hand and make sure I'm ready to go out there and prove myself every time.
Nice. And for you, I mean, any ideas where you think you might land this weekend?
You know, I mean, I worked out for Philly and Cincinnati, and you know, a bunch of teams have been calling me, the Minnesota Vikings, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the New Orleans Saints, the Buffalo Bills. So I mean, I don't know. So I feel like I've done pretty much all I could do up until this point to put myself in a winning position, and I mean, just let the chips fall where they may, and you know, I'm gonna grab life by the horns and attack it like I always do, and hopefully the best happens.
Excellent. Once again, Jarrell McKellar here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Thursday, the NFL Draft. We're only a few days away, and for you folks who've been listening to the NFL Draft Bible, it's been a long haul, bringing a lot of great guests. And Jarrell actually made my lunch bucket squad. Jarrell, today we posted my lunch bucket squad, guys who didn't get a lot of hype prior to this, but I think in the long run, you're going to be one of those guys who sticks in the round. You were my right tackle on the lunch bucket squad, just so you know.
You know what? I really appreciate that. I really do. Thank you so much.
Yeah, like I said, I think you know, the size, the physical ability, and what you bring to the table, and all those, you know, intangibles. Like I said, I couldn't find anyone else that I would rather have and put on the lunch bucket squad than yourself. But for you, Jarrell, I mean, this week, I mean, do you have any plans? I mean, are you going to hang out with family? I mean, what's your mindset right now?
No big plans. Just go down to my mom's house and just spend these last couple of days with her and the rest of my family and enjoy the time we have. Because I know pretty much in like the next week it'll be on to a new destination and cracking a new lifestyle. So just really just enjoy my family these last couple of days.
Yeah, and you know, with all those NFL phone calls and whatnot, I mean, when you hang up with so-and-so, or just say, you know, if the, you know, your agents call and say so-and-so called, I mean, do you kind of go and look at the lineup and see who they kind of have at your position?
You know, I just had this mindset, like, wherever I go, no matter where I'm selected or how I get there, I'm just going in there with a business mindset. Whatever they ask me to do, I'm going to do it. If it's a guy in front of me at the time, I would make no secret that I'm coming for his job. But if he's a veteran, I'm going to be more than anything. I'm going to be a sponge. I'm going to be a leech. I'm going to try and learn all the good things that's kept him in the league for that long. And I'm just going to compete, man. Like, I think teams are starting to grasp that when they get me, they just going to get a vicious competitor. Like, you know, I'm in it to win it until it's over with, and you know, that's just my mindset, and you know, I just got a good feeling about everything now, so I'm just kind of at peace right now and just let it play out.
Nice. You know, and talking about that mentality of you know, in it to win it, I mean, when you got those Texas vs. Nation invites and then you start to get some NFL attention, I mean, does that even build your confidence up? I mean, does that even fire you up more to go after it?
Oh, yeah. It's like a double-edged sword with me. You know, it's like, thank God, you know, I'm blessed to be in this position, and, you know, I'm excited about it. kind of just, you know, makes me get angry at the same time. It's like, nah, I want more, you know. It's time, I got to go out there and prove that I got more in me, you know. Somebody ain't recognizing the talent or whatever. I got to prove it. So, you know, it's great at the same time, but it also just drives you to want to prove yourself even more.
No, definitely. And, you know, Jarrell, I'm sure you probably share the same feelings I have. You know, your agency, you're represented by 75 South. I know they've been terrific working with, you know, Jessica has just, you know, really just been, you know, superb and just helping getting everything arranged. But, you know, we all got to, you know, associate with each other down at the Senior Bowl. Great people. I mean, how much do they mean to you? You know, why should other kids, you know, next season when these guys are, you know, going through the same process as you, I mean, what are you going to say that they should, you know, definitely look at 75 South as somebody, you know, that they should sign with?
You know, it's just one of the things, people talk the talk, they have to walk the walk, and, you know, at 75 South, I just feel like, you know, they came to me on some real down-to-earth type of presentation, and, you know, it was believable. And I could appreciate the sincerity behind it, and they followed up with it. You know, hardworking organization. You know, they want to be as family oriented as possible. They check in on you, show you nothing but love, and you know all that stuff drives the player. It's not always about like, you know, the money or whatnot. It's just about actually seeing a person care about you as an individual as well as a player. And, you know, anybody who comes to me with a sincere heart, I'm going to give them everything I got. And not only am I doing it for me, but I'm doing it for the people who even just show that they care or somewhat care, you know, because that means a lot to a person. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, just know you're going to get the best care and the best attention that an agency can provide for a player possible. That's what they bring to this table.
Man, I couldn't agree more. Jarrell McKellar here on the NFL Draft Bible, just talking a little bit about 75 South, the agency who represents Jarrell, and, you know, what kind of heartfelt and sincere, you know, I say business style they bring to this, you know, process of the NFL Draft. I mean, Jarrell, a couple days away, I mean, I know I'm excited. It's been, you know, a fun, long process. I mean, was there any processes throughout this that you kind of really... that got you the most nervous, or anything that you know, stood out as your most exciting time throughout this whole thing?
Most exciting time I'd probably say would have been just down there on game day at the Texas First Nation. I mean, I go hard in practice, but when them bright lights come on, it's just like a monster and you come out, and, you know, it was just really fun to be down there with considerably the best of the rest players in the nation that didn't get invited to the Senior Bowl, and, you know, just compete, and it was just a great experience I remember forever. But, you know, I'm just blessed all the way around, even being in this type of situation. It's kids who ain't getting this opportunity, so I just wake up every morning and thank God and go to sleep and do the same thing, so I'm just happy.
Ah, terrific. Well, hey, Jarrell, we appreciate you stopping back for the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Hopefully we can talk next week, maybe Monday when this when the dust settles and we find out where you're headed to. Like I said, it was a pleasure, you know, talking with you, you know, and following you since that time. And like I said, best of luck this week, my man.
I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, Jarrell. Again, all the best this week, and like I said, hey, and don't go getting too big on me once you make it.
No, you know me, humble as can be, man.
Oh, yeah, the gentle giant, 6'7", Jarrell McKellar, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Once again, Jarrell, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, have a good one.
That's Jarrell McKellar here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And folks, I mean, I've talked with a lot of young men in this process, and what I really want to tell you is what a sincere, great young man Jarrell is, and any team that's going to spend a draft pick on him is going to be very pleased with the gentleman that they get back on the other side. It's not about X's and O's all the time, as you can see all the stuff that's going on the flip side of the NFL with all the negatives. This guy is definitely a positive, and what he brings is going to be very special. Just love talking to him. You could just feel that passion when he started going, man. You know, he's going to give it all. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant, and thanks, as always, for joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.